Mythic Delirium by Kendall Evans and David C. Kapaska-Merkel, from Mythic Delirium number 30. 1. If trolls and banshees call your bluff, will your fine madness be enough? I'd like to ride a dragon, crested, winged, and dangerously iridescent, into a never-ending story in which the knight on the white horse, that's me, challenges the Lord of Darkness, the prince of the power of the air. I play the knight, and go up against my foe, mano a mano. He proves to have a few redeeming qualities: urbane wit, educated palate, vast intellect. He's also a patron of the arts, and a proficient swordsman. Yet I defeat him, cracking him open along the flaws in his character, like the egg of the last rock fracturing in its rude nest. I gather a motley crew in taverns all across the borderland between fairy and mundanity, and lead my pretending-to-be-intrepid band into the forest of speaking trees at Elf King's behest, rescue his lovely daughter from the cannibal trolls of the Breakbone Mountains, and decipher the secret language of the trees, which provide the eldritch clues I need to penetrate the broken lands of the evil gnome Imperium, escaping, along with my elfin princess, into a mythic delirium. 2. Sometimes you've got to change or seek a madman's rapture, yet sometimes a fine madness doesn't quite suffice. Tomorrow I will climb aboard a starship, bound for Arcturus, descending somewhere out past Jupiter into cryogenic sleep, perhaps to dream crystal-frosted dreams of castles, carbuncles, and kings, quests and dragons and more hellish things until I wake to wormhole weavings, display screens revealing the chaos of quantum possibilities churning just beneath the cosmos surface. I imagine finally converging, reverting, to the reality of new moons, forbidden planets, uncharted stars, and newborn nebulae. I'll load my thoughts and dreams like spirit software into a triad of AIs, exploring fractal maps and e-horizons, the depths of deepest cyberspace and time becoming one with the starship's artificial intelligence and the programmed personalities of other members of my crew merging and emerging, breaking through, into a nascent continuum, a mythical delirium. 3. Epilogue. And yet, at the end of days, when I've unmade all I had wrought, and saved each holographic file, depicting things not of this world, or yet the next, I'll lose that madness which inspired delirium, and return myself at last.